Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Andrew Strain, and I will be serving as the hearings officer for today's meeting of the TRPA hearings officer. The date's July 7, 2022. I will call the meeting to order. Item 2 on today's agenda is the approval of the agenda. I will ask the staff if they have any suggested changes to the agenda as it has been presented and posted.
No changes.
Very good. Thank you. I will approve the agenda for today's meeting as it's been posted. Item 3 on today's agenda are the public interest comments. They are for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comment on the announcement of appeal rights or on public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. Now I will turn it over to Georgina, who will look for a show of hands for anyone who wishes to address the hearings officer on a non-announcement of appeal rights or non-public hearing item. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. Just looking for a show of hands. And it looks like we have no hands raised, so we can continue with the agenda.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing that we have no public interest comments to be offered today, we'll move on to item 4, which is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone participating today know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA's website. We'll move on to item 5, which are the public hearing items. We have one today. Item 5A, the Metcalf Summer Home Edition, located at 9031 Lupin Lane in El Dorado County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 017-041-027. And the TRPA file number is ERSP2022-0790. Julie Roll from our staff will handle this item today. Julie, can you please introduce the item and give us a summary of the action and any issues?
Sure. This is Julie Roll. I'm just going to give you a quick overview of the project. And then I do have one proposed change to the draft permit I want to discuss. And then we do have one public comment I received that I also want to address. So just starting out with the project overview, which is in the staff summary. So the project's an addition to a lakefront residence on an 11-acre parcel in El Dorado County, right on the northern edge of the Emerald Bay Plan Area Statement. Most of the land surrounding this in the Emerald Bay Plan area is used for recreation, but there's about 6, I believe, privately owned parcels at the edge of this plan area that have existing residential uses. The only residential uses listed in this plan area are summer homes and employee housing. So in this case, since single-family dwellings are not a listed use, the existing residence is considered a summer home, which is a special use, and that's why we're here today at Hearings Officer. The project itself is an addition using just base load coverage. So even with the proposed new coverage, the property is still way under their allowed coverage due to the large size of the parcel. There's no coverage proposed in the backshore of Lake Tahoe. The property is visible for Lake Tahoe, but the residence is set pretty far back from the lake. It's only slightly visible. The proposed project meets all TRPA scenic requirements. No old growth trees are proposed for removal, and the water quality best management practices are proposed to be upgraded as part of this project, which is a benefit for lake water quality. Okay, so that's the project summary. There's one proposed change the staff report. The applicant requested permit condition, special condition number 2 be removed. And after internal discussion, the following change is recommended by staff. And I've already sent this in writing to Andrew, our hearings officer, so he could read it, but I'll read it out loud. So the proposal is to delete condition 2, which states, the use on the property is summer home and access during the winter is restricted. The driveway may not be plowed in the winter and must have gate bollards or something similar to prevent winter access. The recommendation is to delete and replace that permit condition with a new condition that will state, the residence on this property is a summer home as defined in the Code of Ordinances, Chapter 21, as a cabin-type single-family house intended primarily for intermittent vacation use and located in USFS summer home tracks or other remote recreation sites. Such structures are generally located in areas of restricted winter access. So that is the direct definition from Chapter 21, permissible uses.
And Julie, that's in our existing code of ordinances today, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Anything else? Julie?
So I did receive one public comment from Jan Briscoe. I think she's on the line, so I'm not sure if I should read that or if she wants to wait until the comment period. But she's representing the owner adjacent to this parcel, and they actually support the proposed project, but they're concerned about the summer use designation in the plan area statement, and would like this item pulled from the agenda today and continued on to another meeting. So I can let Jan speak more to that when the comment period comes up, if that sounds good.
Yes, that will be fine. We'll open the public hearing shortly and ask for anyone who would like to provide input to do so at that time. Okay. Anything else, Julie?
No, I think Corinne Hoyda is the consultant representing the owner on this, so I'm assuming she's probably online.
Very good. Corinne, do you have any remarks you'd like to offer on behalf of this project or your client and applicant?
Hi, I am, this is Corinne Hoyda with Basin Strategies here on behalf of the applicant. I'm curious to hear Jan Briscoe's comments, but with regard to that change and the summer home condition, we have looked into it. We had Julie and a couple other people at TRPA look into the applicable plan area statement, and the maps were it's like right on the border of being within 146 Emerald Bay or 147 Paradise Flat. But for this project, we would request that you go ahead and approve the permit as currently with the one revision. That would be our preference.
Very good. Anything else, Corinne?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinne. At this point, I will ask Georgina, we will open the public hearing, and I will ask Georgina to look for a show of hands for anyone who wishes to address the hearings officer on item 5A, the Metcalf Summer Home Edition. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located in the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And we'll start with Jan Briscoe. And okay, Jan, you're ready.
Good afternoon. Go ahead, Jan. Hi, how are you doing? Good to see you, or see your name anyway. Jan Briscoe, representing the Wicklands next door, adjacent to this project. And I just wanna start off by saying that the Wicklands completely support the project. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the project. What we are concerned about, and unfortunately with the holiday and everything else, it just sort of came to our attention last minute. This is a very important consideration because for 35 years, the TRPA has not imposed any of these requirements, as if these residences along the one ring to four ring road properties, none of them have been designated as summer home. And I think Corinne probably understands, as we do, that these can set a very dangerous precedent if left to just be implemented here. And while I understand the Emerald Bay Plan Area Statement overlay includes some of these properties, it's not been consistent with the past approval process by TRPA. That's number one. There have been many, many residential projects in here. Number two is that this project does not, nor do any of these along this stretch of the lake, none of them meet the definition as envisioned and as imposed in Emerald Bay Plan Area, because they are not as defined by the code. They are in a developed area. They are all served by utilities, sewer and water, roadways, BMPs. And they have very, very clear that they're part of an homeowners association. They're part of a developed area. So they are not like some of the summer homes in the Emerald Bay area that are purely a summer use only. We are concerned not just with the designation, but how this might be enforced or in any other way restricted in the future. And again, we support the project, but feel that we need some more time. And rather than appealing this to the governing board, which will literally put it off for months, we felt that we should really have a much more robust conversation with TRPA long-range planning on how we can correct the plan area statement and make sure that these future projects, certainly there are several envisioned in this area that will be affected. And I'm not sure how many property owners were really notified on down the beach a ways, but we certainly want to make sure that we have a much more robust conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Anyone else for public input today?
I'm just looking for a show of hands. And it looks like we have no other hands raised.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no additional public comment to be offered, I will close the public hearing, and I would like to bring this issue back for a discussion with the staff, and in particular, our legal counsel, as to potential paths forward. Jan, you and I were both around at that time when the plan area statements were drafted. And I've reviewed, just to refresh myself with the issue, I've reviewed the plan area itself and the two, I think Corinne mentioned both of them, Emerald Bay 146, Paradise Flat 147. I believe those are correct. I don't have them in front of me. And also the maps for those areas that actually establishes the boundary between the two plan areas. And it is a number of properties to the north, as I saw the boundary from the subject parcel. So I'm interested in what, and it does strike me that I realize the Emerald Bay plan area was intended to apply primarily to the campgrounds, the trailheads, Vikings Home, the recreational facilities. And there are a small number of summer Forest Service rec residences, as they call them, that are in the area too. And I realized that was the intent primarily behind a recreation plan area designation and the listed uses that Julie covered in her remarks on the specific project in front of us. And I'm curious, it sounds like, you know, potentially that has been an issue since those boundaries were drawn in the 1980s, and how we've gotten, you know, here to the 2020s with other projects that I presume have been done in the area. I don't know exactly without having the staff do some research on the database, our parcel database, to see which plan area they are actually in. There could have been some in both, but could have been some in one. I feel certain there were probably a number in the Paradise Flat 147 plan area that's further north. I think that's where it picks up Three Ring Road and Four Ring Road as you move north. Curious how this is, being raised today as an issue. I think I understand the issue and am sensitive to it. But I would be interested to hear from our staff about any possible solutions that we might offer.
This is Julie. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to, research all the surrounding properties, but I do see there have been permits approved on some of the neighboring ones for, residences. So I'm not really sure, why, if they haven't been taken to hearings officer in the past or considered as summer homes. I don't have enough information at this point to say why or why not. Really, all I have to go off at this point is, the zoning, the plan area statement in Emerald Bay and what the uses are. And, summer homes are really the only option at this point. So, I agree with everything Jan said, and I think her points are legitimate. I don't see a path forward without potentially amending that plan area map. But this is, something that's typically handled by our long range planning department. And just with the short notice today, I haven't had a chance to discuss with them, but maybe Marcia has more information, but it seems to me like if that, that might be the path forward is, just moving the boundary of that map a little bit.
Thank you, Julie. Marcia, do you have any insights that you can offer on this issue?
Well, I hear what Julie is saying that, there's the potential for an amendment, but that doesn't help us today. So today, what is before the hearings officer is this proposed use with a condition that references the TRPA code. And I think what I'm hearing is that there are neighbors who are willing to challenge and this approval, not because it's inappropriate, but because it may affect future applications. I don't know if I'm misinterpreting the comment. I suppose it's possible that we should hear from the applicant again. It sounds to me like they wish to move forward with the condition in place. And from staff, I'm hearing that condition is appropriate, given the existing plan area statement and the regulation.
And the condition in question, as Julie has recited it for us, is simply a definition from the existing code of ordinances. And it's nothing that has been developed or created unique to this project application, as I understand it.
That's my understanding as well.
All right.
And Andrew, can this is Julie again. Let me just add that, and Corinne referenced this, but at the beginning when I started reviewing this project, her and I had a conversation about this and the plan areas, like Corinne said, and, we went back and forth on it and said, yes, we could potentially pursue a plan area statement amendment, but it's likely going to be much quicker to just go through this as a special use. So we decided to go forward that way.
Thank you, Julie. Corinne, any comments on the issue that we're discussing?
Sure, Yes, I can just help clarify our discussion. So we did look closely at maps D14 and D15, the 1987 maps, and I think we both agreed that it doesn't actually look like this property is represented on either map, but with the digitized version now, it's clearly represented as being in the 146 Emerald Bay plan area statement. So that is the reason why we were told that, if we were to challenge where it's located, we would have to go through with a plan area amendment, and the owners would really like to move forward with their project at this time, and the conditions as we have them on the permit are acceptable to the owners. That would be our preference, and hopefully it wouldn't it wouldn't be detrimental to future neighbors' pursuit of other avenues in the future.
Thank you, Corinne. That I agree with what I've heard. I don't believe that this necessarily restricts or ends up as a precedent, but certainly Marcia should be able to provide her input on future applications. I'm curious, Julie mentioned this briefly, that other projects, it sounds as if from Plan Area 146 on a few or more of the small number of privately owned parcels, and between the boundary probably of Bliss State Park and the plan area boundary moving north towards Paradise Flat that we've identified, if other projects on those few parcels have been approved by TRPA previously, it sounds like the answer is yes. And if so, if there were any unique conditions or recognition of the issue at the time, it occurs to me, hindsight, of course, is perfect, that this is the exact kind of small technical fix that has important implications, obviously. But this is the kind of technical fix that the regional plan update was intended to help pick up, as well as update other portions of our regional plan package. This may not be the only one that exists in the region that we have found. Certainly this one is part of this project. But Marcia, do you see any risk if we are to move forward that it somehow forecloses or sets a precedent that would be problematic for others that are similarly situated?
Well, in light of the fact that the applicant, and we've heard this twice from the applicant today, is fine with the condition and with the reference to the summer home regulation. I don't think that a future applicant would be precluded from making whatever arguments it is that Jan is making or would make to say that the designation should be revised, or you know, there should be some different outcome. I don't see that there's anything that would happen today. And again, we don't know. I mean, I don't know what other approvals have occurred. Obviously, there may have been special circumstances that resulted in a different approach. But I don't think there's anything about a decision to approve this today, particularly with a condition that is acceptable to the applicant, that would preclude revisiting this issue on a policy level in the future.
Very good. Thank you, Marcia. I appreciate that insight. And I may be outside of my authority, and I appreciate Marcia letting me know that clear and loudly if I am, but it seems to me that some direction, not intending to slow down or impede the applicant in pursuit of this project, which otherwise appears to be in order, if the findings can be made. But it occurs to me that if the motion or the action I take on this item were to also include a direction to the staff, and I realize we don't have the long range staff with us today, and I don't believe it's part of anyone's program of work who's participating today from our staff, but certainly this appears to be something that our long range staff or those responsible for the plan area statements ought to take a look at it, ought to be able to try and fit it in sooner rather than later. I think we've touched upon an issue that will affect more than just the Metcalfs, for example, and potentially more than just the Wicklands, as Jan has represented.
Yes, Andrew, I would suggest that you not include it in the approval of this specific application. But I think it's been a good discussion today, and I think Julie is happy to carry this back to long-range planning, and I will do so as well.
Very good. Yes, I was most interested, Marcia. Thank you. I think that makes sense to me. I was most interested in how we sort of put our hand in the air and get this on the radar that I'm not sure it's appropriate to leave for an applicant, you know, one of the private landowners in the area, not necessarily their they didn't create this issue.
Correct.
But I was interested in a way for how we could get the message back to the other part of the team who doesn't participate in these meetings typically, that this ought to be something that gets looked at and looked at sooner rather than later.
Yes. And I, again, I'm happy to carry that message back, and Julie will as well. And we're also happy to talk with Jan about it. And I think maybe Julie can make that connection and we can get some input and move that conversation forward.
Very good. Thank you, Marcia. With that, I will take action on the project that's before us today, the Metcalf Summer Home Edition. I will make the findings that are presented in our staff report based on the rationale on which they are based, also in our staff report. For Chapter 4, for Chapter 21, the special use findings, Chapter 30, coverage relocation, Chapter 37, height findings, and including the revised condition number 2, as has been proposed by the staff, I will make the findings for the project, and I will approve the project, including the draft permit and its conditions as amended. And thank you to our staff and also to Marcia for bringing the larger item of the appropriate land use or the appropriate plan area location back to the staff for review and discussion. That concludes our public hearing items for today. Our final agenda item is adjournment, and I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone, for participating. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you all.